Welcome back to another Decades of Decay walkthrough. This one is another one of our summer morning hit and runs, at least it started out to be. I did a little research on some local places that I didn't know even existed, and we ended up first at Sanctuary Woods, which was an old insane asylum grounds around here.
It was a nice hike that day.
Yeah, we decided to use less of the paths and more of the directly straight through the brush. Because there's a lot of sites here, but they are spread out. The city or someone in Wauwatosa has made an interactive Google map. So it does at least give you some bearings. And I believe when you're at some of the sites, it gives you some history of each little site.
There were some sort of placards nearby kind of planted in the ground on some of these locations.
Yeah, and you can see in some of the pictures that some douche canoes had spray painted and tagged dumb shit on some of the placards. Again, it's better on the placards, I guess, than like the historical staircases and whatnot, but it's still kind of shitty.
Right.
So this was just a quick morning. We got out nice and early because it was supposed to be hot as shit. It was a summer August morning, and it was fun. There was a lot of cool trails, a lot of cool paths, some creepy vibes with all of the foliage over
those
pathways.
Yep.
The morning light coming through. It was almost something out of like Jurassic Park.
There was a little wildlife too. We ran across a couple of deer.
Yep. Yep.
One of the
Wild turkey, I think, too.
Yeah.
Running.
I'd say one of the paths, but we weren't on paths.
No, not much. This place was cool. Again, it offered a lot of history. Over 150 years ago, this place was built.
I never realized this was there, and I've lived in Milwaukee County my whole life.
I think it ripped down, started to be torn down in the mid to late 90s. So
right,
we were
still,
in high school. We wouldn't have, I think it was hidden back there. It might have been before we were both driving. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, so again, this place is cool. It's history in our backyard that I didn't even know was here. There isn't a ton of, say, structures, but there's some foundations. And
but they're still kind of cool to look at in the middle of the woods. You come across this foundation. It's,
yeah, the ravines. And
yeah.
It's cool to let your mind wander, and when you leave there, you most certainly want to do some more research on the site and some of the old historic pictures.
It's a fun place to hike, too, versus just a straight line or through the woods to go and adventure off into this.
Yeah, like I said in the post, a little bit less of an urban explorer, but still really cool historic hike and morning.
Mm-hmm.
After that, once it started getting really freaking hot, we decided to head to the east side towards the lake, get a little cool air, and we headed to the Schlitz Brewery Ice Tunnel.
This one was more of an adventure to find.
Yeah, this again, the hike to get there took longer than the actual exploring, but it was really cool. There's some Milwaukee history to it. If you look up or Google the Milwaukee Ice War, you can kind of understand what went down back then.
Yeah, I think we took the path less traveled to get to this versus the bike trail that was nearby.
Well, we didn't know the bike trail was there until we got halfway to the site and then saw people driving by on their bikes. But yeah, this is one too that we will get back to because there's supposedly remnants of the old wooden dam that the brewery companies put in the Milwaukee River to not dam the water, but to raise the water level so that they could make the blocks of ice
thicker. Okay, makes
sense.
So
there's some of that. There's some structures of the ice houses. This will be one we explore and definitely post on again.
Absolutely. The artwork's probably changed a bit too.
Yeah, yeah. It is like an ever-changing mural. It's sad that it's tagged and shit like that, but at least some of it is a lot cooler, more in-depth murals and pieces
Absolutely.
Of art, right? But it's some massive, massive stone block construction stuff that they don't build like this anymore.
No.
You know, and the one big mural in there is kind of Pac-Man-y, which is fun.
Right.
Because I'm a nerd, so.
Nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, thank you everybody for playing along. Check out the blog, decadesofdecay.com, and or all of the things, Decades of Decay USA at TikTok, YouTube.
Facebook,
Instagram, all the things.
Leave us a comment. Send us an email.
Send us places at decadesofdecay.com.